You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about The Fast and the Furious 8, directed by F. Gary Gray. So I haven't seen any of the previous films in this franchise, which is now up to 8, so 1 through 7 I have absolutely no knowledge of. I don't know these characters, and before I went to see this, I had absolutely no interest in seeing any of these movies. It's just not the kind of thing that really appeals to me. I'm not big into cars, which is obviously the demographic that these films are kind of aimed at. But the first thing to say is I did enjoy this film as just a big dumb action movie. It was an entertaining couple of hours at the cinema. There's nothing too deep in there. It's not going to win any awards for screenwriting or acting or even directing. But in terms of spectacle and comedy, there was enough in there to keep you amused for the couple of hours that it was on. So I'll get into the plot of the movie here. I am going to include spoilers, so if you haven't seen the film, you may want to hold off on listening to this review, because I'm going to spoil it pretty much start to finish. We start the film with Dominic Toretto and his partner Letty, played by Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez, obviously returning characters from the previous films. One of the things here, because I haven't seen any of the previous films, there may well be a lot of stuff that I missed, and in fact I know there was stuff that I certainly missed later on in the film, when they made references or in-jokes to things which, you know, I had no knowledge of. But anyway, you've got Dom Toretto and Letty, they're enjoying their honeymoon in Cuba, and the first action sequence really set a lot of the groundwork for the tone of the rest of the film. Dom's cousin is about to lose his car to a Cuban gangster, because he owes him a debt. So Dom says to the Cuban gangster, okay, let's street race. I'll street race you. If you win, you win my car. It's this Impala. And you have the gangster obviously says, yeah, I'm going to do that. So the gangster is driving his own car, and Dom has to drive this kind of battered, beaten up old motor. And the problems with the script here really start from this point, when you have ludicrous lines such as, oh, you're never going to win the street race. He has the fastest car on the island, and my car is the slowest car on the island. And so anyway, this sets up this street race. He knocks off most of the parts of the car, just leaving a kind of engine on the main kind of skeleton form of the car. And he's driving along in this kind of ridiculous contraption, trying to beat this other car. And also they hook up like NOS gas, which gives it a speed boost. One of the things I worried about coming into this was that you would have to know a lot about cars to kind of enjoy the humor or enjoy the script, but this really does dumb it down as far as you can get, even to the point where I was feeling slightly patronized, and I know nothing about cars, but they dumb it down to the point where she just turns up with NOS gas and says, yeah, you just hook this up to the engine, give it a boost, and soon you'll be flying like super fast. And as I said before, the script is to the level of, they explain things, they explain exactly what's going on, so you can never be lost or confused by what's happening, and this continues throughout the whole film. So anyway, he wins the street race, first major spoiler there for you, he wins the street race, and he says to the guy, you know what, I'm not going to take your car, you can keep your car, and I'm even going to give my cousin the Impala, because he's just a generous guy. Anyway, later on, him and Letty are in bed, and they're talking about, you know, starting a family and stuff. But a little after that, Charlize Theron turns up. She's playing an elite cyber hacker named Cypher, a really original name there for a hacker. So she's playing this elite cyber hacker who seems to have kind of tentacles all across the world and be like mega rich, able to do whatever she wants, able to disappear at will, nobody knows where she is, and she's basically the main villain here, and her plan is to steal a nuclear weapon so she can kind of hold the world to ransom, and basically every time the world does something wrong, she can threaten to bomb them with a nuclear weapon. So she recruits Dominic Toretto, who I presume is a kind of outlaw character, but he's generally a good guy, and, you know, on the right, tries to stay on the right side of law, the law. That's what I gathered from this film anyway. So anyway, he ends up working with Cypher, which turns him against his whole team, which is Dwayne Johnson, and you've got a load of other characters in there. There are so many characters in this thing that they even make a joke about it later on in the film, where one of the women says, like, do you even know what my second name is? And you don't. I mean, half the time you don't even know who they are, all these different characters. But again, this is something where it's probably been built up over the last 7 movies, which I haven't seen. You also got Jason Statham in there, who's playing kind of a convict who gets bust out of jail, and he's invited to join the team as well. So that's essentially the setup of the film. You have the team working against this Cypher to try and stop her plan of stealing a nuclear weapon, and also against Dominic Toretto, who's turned on them. This, like, honestly, if you've seen the trailer for this film, that you've pretty much seen the plot of the movie and most of the major sequences. It's just that trailer, but stretched out for like 2 hours. Just imagine the action sequences you can see there, each one about half an hour long, and you generally have the idea of the film. One of the things that I did like here was the sense of humor. The film obviously knows its audience, and it knows that it's not an intelligent movie, so they just go down to making ridiculous, kind of cringeworthy jokes. A lot of really stupid humor in there, which you kind of have to shake your head and laugh at, because, you know, it's, I mean, they're making an attempt to make it funny. There's a scene early on in the movie where Dwayne Johnson is at his daughter's soccer practice, and he's got the team doing the haka, like the New Zealand All Blacks style haka, which is kind of an amusing scene. And there's references to all the soccer mums that are there just to swoon over Dwayne Johnson because he's looking really hunky. So stuff like that, which is just like ridiculous, stupid, you know, not particularly intelligent humor, but you kind of have to laugh at it and just accept it. It's a film, I guess, where if you go in expecting a lot of it, you'd be severely disappointed. But if you go in just expecting a stupid action spectacle, you'd probably quite enjoy it. As I said, the script, throughout the film, they constantly tell you what's happening. And it's one of the things that I would kind of commend the film for, because a lot of times things are like, you know, you get sloppy filmmaking, sloppy editing, and confusing, you know, you don't know what's going on. But here everything's clear. It could be argued it's clear to the point that it's patronizing its audience, but you'll have sequences where, you know, characters will literally be saying, launch the heat-seeking missile. Oh no, the heat-seeking missile is coming after us. Oh no, we've just been hit by the heat-seeking missile. Even though you're watching this, the characters are still explaining to you as you go along, just in case there's anyone in the audience who can't quite follow what they're seeing with their eyes. They're explaining it to you. Similar thing with, you have plot points where Cypher's disappeared off the radar, and oh no, we'll never find her. Oh, but luckily, we've invented this system which allows us to pinpoint wherever anyone is on the globe. And then, oh no, she's managed to reprogram the system so it doesn't show where she is. Oh, but hang on a second, we've now managed to re-reprogram the system so it does show us where she is again. There's a lot of these just like convenient plot moments, and yeah, poor writing. But if you just turn your brain off and go with it, you can have a lot of fun in this movie. Probably my favorite sequence in it is really late on in the movie, so major spoilers here, but turns out the reason Dom Toretto has turned on them is because Cypher has his ex-partner and his son, who he didn't know about until this point in the movie. And anyway, he sends Jason Statham onto the plane to recover his son. So you have Jason Statham shooting his way John Wick style through the plane while carrying a baby in a kind of carry cot and making jokes about the baby soiling itself and all kinds of humorous asides to the baby while he's like gunning people down. So that was pretty entertaining. So overall, if you're a fan of this series, this is probably going to be right up your street. It's dumb, lowest common denominator, stupid action spectacle. But for what it is, it's entertaining. It's an entertaining popcorn movie. So that was my review of the Fast and the Furious 8. Thanks for listening. Remember to like and subscribe, and I'll be back with another review very soon.